Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I know that it seems like this was forever ago, but not long ago, Kamala Harris was the laughingstock of not just conservatives, but progressives as well. And that was true of journalists as well as late night hosts. Stephen Colbert, who is a complete leftist shill, not 6 months ago was roasting Kamala Harris. It's actually pretty funny. Take a look.
Now, if Biden do not run, the next person in line would obviously be Vice President Kamala Harris. Only one teensy problem. I agree. Lovely, lovely person. One problem, last week her approval dipped to 28%. To put that into perspective, the movie Batman versus Superman has an approval rating of 29%. So Kamala Harris is 1% less popular than watching 2.5 hours of Batman and Superman wrestle each other, then realize their moms have the same first name, so they decide to be friends.
So again, that video is from about 6 months ago. Here is a video of him talking about Kamala Harris from just like 2 weeks ago.
Democrats everywhere are feeling the Kamala momentum. Her campaign broke a single-day fundraising record with 1.1 million individual donors, and 60% of those donors were making their first contribution to the 2024 cycle. Holy cow!
Did I miss something? I mean, I was under the impression that late-night hosts interviewed people. They told jokes. Usually they were funny. That's why they were chosen. Like, you know, you have Jimmy Fallon, for instance, who came from Saturday Night Live because he was a funny dude. But then something happens where, again, they become leftist shills. And instead of, you know, interviewing people, being interesting, being funny, they just talk about politics all day, which that's my job. I never promised anyone that I'd be funny, and I never promised anybody that I, you know, didn't have biases. I do, but a late night host is supposed to be for everybody, and that clearly just isn't happening anymore. Stephen Colbert is literally just a Democrat talking head at this point who simps for them, and it's probably why he's lost about half of his audience. If you look at the numbers, not just for Stephen Colbert, I'm not just trying to pick on him, and as I'll show you a video a little bit later about Jimmy Kimmel, but you know, the views are just not good for these guys anymore. And it's because who would watch this for entertainment? Again, if you're trying to like learn something about politics, you don't tend to go to a late night host. You go to a late night host because it's funny. But if you go to them and all they're talking about politics, it's not funny. What's the point? Because the whole, in my mind, I mean, maybe you disagree with me, but in my mind, the late night hosts were to get away from politics, to kind of still be a part of culture. You still want to like hear about culture and things like that, which politics is a part of. But it's the end of the day, you're tired, you just want something funny, it's a little more lighthearted. But then you go to Stephen Colbert and you get him with dancing syringes. I don't know if you've seen that video, that was crazy. And talking about Kamala Harris and her awesome fundraising, and it makes no sense. It's propaganda at best. Stephen Colbert, however, was not the only late night host falling in line for the Democrats. Jimmy Kimmel has totally changed his tune on Kamala Harris. Not a lot of people have seen this because this is a video of him roasting Kamala Harris from just not that long ago, but take a look.
Americans really aren't happy with this vice president, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris has an approval rating of 28%, which makes no sense because she basically has nothing to do. I mean, it's like criticizing a backup quarterback. Tom Brady's okay. I don't love the way Blaine Gabbert has his legs folded on the bench. I have to be honest. Kamala's approval rating of 28% is even lower than the 30% who approved of Dick Cheney in 2008 after he shot a guy in the face. Kamala Harris's approval rating is now at 28%, which is an historic low for any modern vice president.
She may not be polling well with her base, but at least she didn't shoot an old man in the face.
Excellent. win points.
So clearly Kimmel doesn't believe this anymore because he's completely covering for Kamala, just like the other late night hosts. He stepped in line. I'm actually going to play a really interesting clip from recently when he actually has Kamala back on his show. And you would hear him kind of simping for her, but he actually isn't able to because some pro-Palestinian protesters come out and they completely interrupt the show. It's really interesting. I'll play that in just a second. But first, I want to speak to this clip. We know that Hollywood has suddenly fallen in line. And so my question for Jimmy Kimmel is, what has changed? What has changed for him? Because he's talking about how just darn awful she is before. And obviously Hollywood is corrupt and they fall in line with Democrats. But how is the story for Jimmy Kimmel not how did Kamala Harris go from 28% approval to 45% without doing a single interview? How is that not the talking point? And the answer is simple and blinding, which is that she hasn't been questioned once and the media are covering for her. And again, I've talked about this at length. Other people have talked about this, but this woman is complacent in the immigration issue, our economic problems, our foreign policy, and somehow she's polling more, like better than Donald Trump in a lot of these categories. And so again, if she would make the change, if you're being polled and someone asks you, who's gonna do a better job on this, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? The answer should not be Kamala Harris, because why isn't she doing the job right now? She is in charge, especially immigration. I mean, she is the border czar. She's in charge, and you're saying you trust her more with it, but at the same time, if you poll those same Americans, they'll say our country is going in the wrong place. It makes no sense. We, of course, can always expect a corrupt media and tech sector, but you would hope that somewhere out there, someone would be talking about the fact that Kamala Harris is the incumbent right now, and yet she's not doing anything to fix the problems that people say that she can fix. And again, none of it makes sense. This level of corruption, though, from the media and the tech is unprecedented. We have seen some of the craziest political coups in the Democrat Party probably ever. I mean, what happened with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is completely unprecedented, and she's not asked one question about it. Not a single question asked. Again, if I'm a journalist, I'm just curious. Hey, Kamala Harris, what happened with that? They're not asking her a single question. She's in many ways not letting them. And at the same time as that happening, again, I brought up the tech sector. If you haven't heard about this, I might do a video about this in the future. But at the same time as the media corruption, Facebook and Google are censoring Republican advertising and Trump campaign rallies. So it's not just the media, but it is tech that is actively censoring. And late night hosts decide to, you know, they go from they talk about how bad her ratings is, and then they go great, and they just talk about that and they celebrate it rather than talking about like why that might be. And again, it's not surprising that they're doing this, but it is shocking. And frankly, I am shocked because the media, I think every single year, just demonstrates that they're willing to go to even greater lengths for corruption. Now, as I said, Kimmel had Harris on his show to tell her how amazing she was and how she was just gonna be the second messiah for the Democrats, and some not so friendly people showed up. Take a look.
15,000 children died because of you! Stop the genocide!
You're a murderer!
15,000 children died!
Kamala Harris!
It's good to have you.
Please stop saying that you
stop. Stop.
Not thinking,
you're interrupting my flow.
1.9
million people!
This is dead because of you!
You're a criminal!
So this is what happens to progressives. You have Kamala Harris, who is the queen of progressives, by the way. She's so progressive that she suggested just today that she would basically implement price fixes on grocery stores, which that is communism. That is literally communism. She is saying that the market cannot determine the price of something, therefore the government is going to step in and determine the price, which by the way has never worked anywhere ever, not once. The people out there saying that this would fix price gouging, it's never worked, not once. So this is truly communist stuff. I mean, again, this is the woman who believes in ending oil production in the United States, which would tank our economy. And still, she is out progressive, again, very progressive, Kamala Harris is, but she is still out progressive by the pro-Hamas wing of her party. And this is the problem with progressivism, and I've talked about this a lot, is that they eat their own. because progressivism teaches that you just have to keep progressing, when you have a politician like Kamala Harris who, frankly, deep down knows that a lot of her progressive policies can't get passed, even Joe Biden, who is also by every single metric quite progressive, at least the way he's actually act, maybe not his rhetoric. Again, you've got these people that come out and they're not progressive enough. They have to take it further. And these pro-Hamas people will be out-progressive by future people, because progressives, they look at the history and they see it as transgressive. They don't see the improvements made throughout history. They look at their past people and they look at how racist and bigoted they were. They even look at Martin Luther King Jr. and they say, oh, him talking about meritocracy is evil. I mean, we're talking about literally Martin Luther King Jr. and progressives don't see him as being progressive enough. So what will they say about Kamala Harris? Again, these protests are only the beginning. Wait for the DNC next week. It's going to be absolutely awful for them, and it's going to be awesome for us to see Biden and Kamala Harris eaten alive. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.